The Supreme Court is about to release a series of opinions that hold promise to change the legal landscape of America. That possibility is reigniting calls to radically change the U.S. Supreme Court. Hi, I'm Stuart Shepard, and this is First Liberty Live. We have a ton of information on this subject at a special website that First Liberty has set up. It's called SupremeCoup.com. That's C-O-U-P, coup, SupremeCoup.com. After we finish this conversation, you'll want to drop by there and see what we have for you. You can learn a lot more about this troubling issue on top of all that you're about to learn right now from Jeremy Dice, who is Special Counsel for Litigation and Communications here at First Liberty Institute. Hi, Jeremy.
Hey, thanks for having me.
I'm glad that you're here. We did a poll to find out what the American people think about this subject, but before we get to that, I just want you to give us an explanation, set the table. What is court packing and why is it such a terrible idea?
Yeah, well, the idea of court packing dates back, well, all the way back at least to the Roosevelt FDR administration. And the idea is simply just that you would add people to the Supreme Court during one administration so that another administration can't really add a majority back onto that. So in this case, rather than taking justices away, they would just simply add three or four or five more justices there, provided by the Biden administration, so that you would get the sense that the ideological mix would change from what it is right now, where there's kind of a conservative majority on the bench, to one that would be more likely to favor the left-hand side of the politics that are at play right now. So that's the simple idea of what court packing is. It was tried back in the 1940s with Roosevelt. That didn't go so well. It was, as President Biden said when he was a senator at the time, it was a bonehead idea. It was a bonehead idea back then. It was a bonehead idea back in when the president was a senator, and it's still a boneheaded idea right now. We ought to reject the idea of court packing in general.
Those who support the idea always seem to suggest that it's to balance the court, to bring balance. It needs to be brought back into balance. But the number they always suggest for adding would always tip the balance their direction, is what I've seen, right?
It does seem a little self-serving, isn't it? Now, look, the way that this court has operated for, what now, 150-some-odd years is at nine justices. That's a very good number. It's good to have an odd number, obviously, so you have no ties on things.
Yeah.
And it seems to be working just fine. This court doesn't seem to be terribly overworked. That, you know, they have 60 to 70 cases every year that they've got to decide. So it seems like it's working just fine. The carping you're hearing right now is coming from those whose political agendas are being decimated by the rule of law through the Constitution that the justices are meeting out every day. So I think the Supreme Coup, or the efforts to pack the court right now, is just one more extension of trying to make the Supreme Court a political football, and the country doesn't want that.
People fuss a lot on social media, especially my page, it seems like. And one of the things that I've seen commented over and over again, when they hear about this idea of adding additional seats to the Supreme Court, they say, well, that's got to be unconstitutional, right? Is it?
Well, not necessarily, no. There is no prescribed number that is in the Constitution of justices there. No, the only thing the Constitution requires is that there be a Supreme Court, and that Congress can authorize how big that number needs to be on things. Now, we could also amend the Constitution to change that, and that would take quite a bit for that to happen. We could authorize our justices to be chosen by the Supreme Court. There are any number of ways that we want to put together a constitutional amendment to adjudicate our Supreme Court. That has very little support within the country. We can get into those numbers later on. And fussing with the number of justices just doesn't seem to be a good idea. Again, look, I think our country has long relied upon the Supreme Court to be sort of an apolitical institution. John Adams once said that we're a nation of laws, not of men. The recent leak that we've gone through and some of the political shenanigans that the left in particular seems to be playing with this Supreme Court seems to be kind of reversing that we're more a nation of men, not of laws. And that's really dangerous to our freedoms. When we can't depend upon an institution to say what the law is, and that being considered with the Constitution itself, then we have a hard time as a nation charting our own freedom, charting our own individual rights, being able to figure out how we can conduct business within the bounds of the Constitution and all the things that go with that. So the more we tinker with the Supreme Court and treat it like it's one more political prize to be gained, the less freedom we end up having in the long run.
First Liberty wanted to find out what the American people are thinking about this. So we sent some poll questions out there, sent them into the field. What came back? What did we find?
We did
out?
And you know, we've actually done this more than once now. So I think this is the third or maybe the fourth time we've done that, and the numbers really haven't changed. Now, think about this. For the last year, or really since the beginning of the administration that's currently in office, there's been multiple calls to pack the court. There's an entire presidential commission on the Supreme Court established and had numerous meetings all through last year. They came out with a very thick report. I should have brought it with me. It's about that thick that I have sitting on my desk right now, that has any number of suggested changes and alterations to the Supreme Court. Court packing is not one of them, by the way. It's not in that packet. And I think that's largely due to the efforts of First Liberty Institute and many others to oppose that idea. But my point is that the numbers have not changed. And so all these efforts of trying to pack the court by the left, of all the efforts of this commission on the Supreme Court, after all of that and after this leak, the needle has not shifted towards those who would want to pack the court. So the number,
which would suggest that people know what they think about this.
I think that's right.
An opinion established, and it's not going to change.
Right. We asked the question, do you support or oppose amending the U.S. Constitution to change the structure of the U.S. Supreme Court? And that number has stayed consistently around 64%, and it is right now 64%. I think it dipped down to 62%. Maybe last year, but over 60% of Americans oppose the idea of altering the Constitution to change the size and structure of the Supreme Court of the United States. In other words, they like how the Founding Fathers put this thing together. It's just fine according to them. We shouldn't be tinkering with all that.
And that would have to do with things like term limits, am I understanding right, and putting restrictions?
There's a lot of different things that could take place on all that. Term limits would not necessarily be court packing. That's not adding or subtracting justices.
But as far as the
but it would be adjusting the length of their time, that would be, the amendment to the Constitution. So they don't want us to touch that. We also asked them about the filibuster, because in order to be able to even get to the question of packing the court, you'd have to have justices approving you'd have to have senators approving those justices that were nominated.
Been a long time since high school, so give me a quick definition of filibuster.
Well, the filibuster in this sense is that you got to have more than 60 senators agree to end the filibuster so that you can bring the nomination to the floor. So it's a procedural matter that keeps people from being able to conduct the business itself.
They would lower that to
just a raw majority, so 50-50 or 51-49. So we asked them if they wanted to support the ending of the filibuster, and the Americans, by a majority, about 52%, say, no, we don't want that to happen at all. Another polling that we've done, it's shown very clearly that they would oppose senators, if it's theirs, who would support the ending of the filibuster. So it's a politically bad move for the Senate right now to consider about going into any kind of ending of the filibuster. They've done that in other circumstances, and it hasn't worked out very well for this party, and yet they keep coming back to all that. On the general question of whether or not we support court packing, this is now independent of whether or not we're going to amend the Constitution. 65% of Americans, again, don't oppose. They oppose court packing in general. Again, that number really has not shifted in the last year and a half that we've been doing this polling. It's been between 62 and 65%. And so all the efforts by the left to get that message out that we should pack the court has amazingly failed to move the needle at all. And so again, I think it's important for us to remember that despite every political message that's been sent in the last year and a half by the left demanding that we pack the court, saying how great an idea this might be, it has utterly failed to change the opinions of the Americans right now about their Supreme Court. They don't want that to happen.
All right. Now, it appears that people have a clear view in their heads of what this is really all about. There are those, I think, who are still trying to understand the nuances of it, which is why we continue to do an educational push on this. What are the real dangers? How would this play out when it comes to outcomes if Congress starts messing with the makeup of the court?
Well, look, I think it makes this institution a political football. And that's what Americans really don't want to have happen. For instance, we asked one question in the polling here about whether or not, to remember why we're talking about court packing right now, because we recently had a leak of an opinion, this unprecedented leak of an opinion that has really destroyed the trust level within our United States Supreme Court. And how it functions. And that's really detrimental to how we conduct business at the Supreme Court. So we asked them if they approve or disapprove of the leaking of the Supreme Court document, and 73% of Americans disapprove of that leak. And so I think it reminds us again that we have always depended upon the Supreme Court to be the sort of independent agency that is an appropriate check and balance to the political entities of our other branches, the legislature and the executive. And it's always worked kind of outside of the world of politics. I think just reading between the lines of what this polling is suggesting here is that the Americans are really opposed to making the Supreme Court a political entity in trying to move it in a direction through either leaking a Supreme Court document like this, allowing them to have that sort of room for independent consideration and trust within that body. I think if we'd asked the question about how do you approve of people showing up at justices' homes, I think Americans would be overwhelmingly opposed to that idea.
Yeah.
And well, they should be. We should have that place where in our society where we allow our justices to have that time to engage in reasoned and considered debate, to push the edges of arguments, to make sure they can find the corners of them, and to bring them back to where they need to be at the end in the majority opinion that's actually issued. If we don't allow that kind of thing to happen, then it's just one more deliberative body like a House, a Congress, or a Senate, or anything like that that we might find around the country that doesn't function all that well all the time because there's so many voices trying to arrive at some level of compromise. The Supreme Court has always been different in that regard. We've allowed them to debate and deliberate in private to test those margins, to have the freedom to be able to do that, and then to come back to find out where that opinion is going to take us in the majority opinion, and then have those concurrences and dissents that kind of say, hey, these are some thoughts we need to keep in mind for the future. So that's worked well, and I think, again, the American people saying that they oppose this leak just reveals to us how much they oppose making this a political football, whether that's through changing the structure through the Constitution, the term limitations, things like that, or just adding justices to the Supreme Court. The Americans are saying, look, leave the Supreme Court alone. It's working just fine.
What can regular people do to speak into this? What is their avenue to try to have some part in this discussion nationally?
Well, the best way to be able to do that is to go to supremecoup.com and join all the efforts that we put together right there to be able to let your voice be heard through all that. And then again, to have the discussion, you know, share this polling. The Wall Street Journal broke the story on this poll, so it was good for us to get that out there. Share that story. Go read James Freeman's article from a couple of weeks ago that he outlines the particulars on that and gives his analysis through his pages about what this means for our political dialogue right now and what it means for the 2024 election as well as the 2022 midterms.
Yeah, very good. Anything else you'd like to share before I let you go?
No, look, again, I think it's just important for us to keep this issue out in front of us right now to remember that despite all the talk we're hearing about court packing from the left as if it's some great savior for our Supreme Court, it's not, and Americans really oppose it. So keep on opposing it because the way that we have the court structured right now, for as long as we have it structured, is the right way to be going.
Very good. Jeremy, thank you so much. Appreciate the work you do.
Thanks for having me.
And thank you for watching. We've put together, as Jeremy mentioned, supremecoup.com to share information with you that you can then share with your friends and relatives. There's also a statement on there where you can sign on and express your opposition to the idea of court packing. We've already had nearly 500,000 people sign on to that. We keep adding more all the time. That's the kind of thing that those who make laws and who vote on these things can hold up and say, these are the American people speaking here, and they can hold that up and say, this is your voice being heard on Capitol Hill. We want you to be part of that, so go to supremecoup.com. It's one of the biggest campaigns, one of the biggest efforts that First Liberty Institute has ever put together. We want you to be part and parcel of that. So again, supremecoup, C-O-U-P, it's French, I know, .com. All right, and we will see you next time right here on First Liberty Live.